How does that feel? Envisioning these details is super important for your follow-through and, as we said before, your deep motivation level. Another note about vision boards. Feel free to update them whenever you need. Our dreams and goals change as we go along. Sometimes we are meant to pursue something that in the end is not what we wanted. However, it gets us on the path to what we really want. Remember, you don't fail. You either succeed or you learn. To figure out the best career that will bring you joy and abundance, it may take a few different paths to try to see what you like. To find the passionate relationship you have always wanted to be in, it may require dating different people so that you can find out what exactly you are looking for. Finally, to create a healthy eating plan you enjoy, it may take trying various diets or meal plans from different nutritionists so that eventually you create your own balanced diet plan that you like. The most important thing is not to stop. Keep learning. You are always getting closer and closer to your vision. Also, show the universe how committed you are by checking in with your vision board, preferably daily. As we said before, the best thing you can do is to put it in a prominent place where you can see it often. Follow these steps and behold, your vision will start to play out in numerous ways you never could have imagined. Suddenly, you will feel like you have the third eye or a higher sense of awareness because you can now see what has always been around you but you could not see before. That is what creating true motivation using the law of attraction will do for you. I cannot wait for you to try this. What if you still have no idea what to put on your vision board? Or what if you have so many ideas and you feel confused and you don't want to confuse the universe too, right? Here are some suggestions. In your mind, go back to when you were a kid. After all, we all still have a kid inside us somewhere. So, what did you like to do when you were younger? What made the time pass quickly over the weekend or the summer vacation from school? What got you excited about your day? Was it drawing, arts, sports, music? Whatever it was, think about how you could bring more elements of those desired activities into your daily life. Could you sign up for music lessons as an adult? It all counts big time when it comes to making your vision board. Another idea about how to figure out your dreams and visions is to imagine yourself at the end of your life. This one is a little harder, but definitely worth a try. Yes, at the end of your life, what would you like to have accomplished or seen played out in your lifetime that you would have liked to have been a part of? Use this exercise to influence what you want to put on your vision board. Additionally, think about what you would have told your current self at the end of your life. For example, I can tend to be a bit of a worrier. Am I doing it right? Am I going to succeed? I catch myself worrying about these things often. In my older life, though, I imagine my elderly self telling my current self to not worry, but rather enjoy the ride a bit more. So then, I could incorporate elements of what it's like to enjoy life more into my vision and vision board. This exercise will help you prioritize your vision to-do list as well. We only have so much time on this earth, much of it not to be taken for granted. So what are the more important things, or things that are more important to you, that you would like to achieve in the next few months, year, 5 years, etc.? And what can you let fall by the wayside? I really hope you have an awesome time with your vision board. Give yourself permission to be a kid again for an evening and really imagine a new and improved life for yourself and or your family and enjoy. To help you organize your thoughts and speed up the process of creating your ultimate vision as well as motivational action plan that aligns with it, you may be interested in using one of our journals, including Law of Attraction for Abundance Journal and Gratitude Amplifier Journal. You will find them at www.loaforsuccess.com/journals. That's www.loaforuscess.com/journals. Chapter 3, The Number One Motivation Killer and How to Mindfully Release It to Live Your Best Life. One of the biggest motivation killers is not the feeling of lack of motivation. It's a feeling guilty about not feeling motivated or mentally energized all the time. That feeling also very often appears when you keep comparing yourself to other people and their, very often meticulously fabricated, success stories shown on social media. Don't get me wrong, even if the story is true, the way it is presented might be designed to make you feel inferior and not worthy. Remember though, it's you and only you who is in control of your life, your actions, and your motivation. You are the owner of your blank canvas. And with a blank canvas, you now have the capacity to welcome in the multitude of wonderful, positive, motivational, inspirational attributes of you that already exist and are waiting to be expressed. The power of the law of attraction is triggered by love, including self-love. And here's the deal with self-love. Self-love is a little addictive. A drug in the best way possible. But what's amazing is that you can never have too much of it. By loving yourself, you allow yourself to be the creator of the story of your life. You can start fresh and create the life that you want for yourself. You, not your family, friends, or some guru. You. Everyone is different and everyone has a different story. Everyone has their own strengths as well as weaknesses. We are conditioned to celebrate strengths and wins. And yeah, it's a great habit. Give yourself credit for your past accomplishments, no matter how small. But it's also important to celebrate failure and learn from it. Change the meaning of failing to learning. It always takes some time to see a bigger picture. Perhaps you didn't get a job you really wanted to get. You felt disappointed by that circumstance. However, after a few months, you discovered a new, more exciting career opportunity and eventually came to the conclusion, wow, thank God I didn't get that job back then. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. To stay motivated, you need to own and control your mind. Be like a filter. Think for yourself. Give yourself some time to answer the following questions. What are the main things I want to happen in my life? What do I want out of life? What kind of story do I want to tell about myself, my life? What are the circumstances that I used to view as negative but now see as the best thing that ever happened to me? What is the feeling I get when I think about those circumstances? A relief? Joy? Abundance? Motivation? Was it really worth so much worry? Now, take some time to have a look at what you consider negative circumstances that are happening to you now. The goal of this exercise is to imagine you are the new, more empowered version of you from the future, and you are giving the current you some tips and advice to stay patient. To take it one step further, fill in the following sentence. Right now, I am a bit worried about... Yes, allow yourself to express what is worrying you. Now, finish the following sentence. But I know there is a reason for my worry because... I know that all my effort, pain, and suffering will eventually get some meaning. Allow yourself to finish your own story. See everything as a movie where you are in full control of the characters and plot. Assessing the above questions forces you to do some serious thinking about what is important to you, as well as your motivation. If you don't know what you want to do in your life, and you are still looking for your passion and purpose, don't let that stop you. Make it your motivation to find your purpose and have fun in the process. The one thing you should avoid is saying, "Other people are motivated because they know what they want. I still don't know my purpose." I have been there so many times comparing myself to other people. I thought there was some time or even age limit where you were supposed to know your purpose and meaning. Just like I used to think that there was a time limit to where you were supposed to have a certain career and be making a certain amount of money, live in a certain house and drive a certain car. The question is it your motivation? If it's from other people, it will not last long. Whenever you encounter a mental block or are feeling stuck or come up with negative self-talk such as, I don't know how to do it, I am not good enough, I am not as good as, ... remember that these are motivation killers. You have the power to get rid of them by using self-love. You can transform the negative self-talk into empowering questions, such as, who can help me, / teach me how to, what can I do right here, right now to get better at, what can I do to move forward, how can I attract a great mentor into my life? Your mind is like a search engine. Be sure to ask good, empowering questions. This step works very well when applied after the first two steps in the book, Designing Your Ideal Day and Creating Your Ultimate Vision Board. Right now, you are working with long-term, intrinsic motivation, which is the most authentic kind of motivation you can align yourself to. Intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So, what is the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation? And why is intrinsic motivation preferred for long-term success? Let's have a look. Intrinsic motivation. Deep, lasting motivation connected to your authentic vision and your core. It is the mother of all motivation and should be paid special attention to. Intrinsic motivation focuses on what you believe in, what you love / hate, what makes you connect with other people. Intrinsic motivation is the root of sustained desire, which, as we all know, is incredibly important to pay attention to when getting stuff done. Now, let's have a look at extrinsic motivation. You know, it's when you want something so that you can show your achievements on social media. It may keep you going for a while until you burn out, or you achieve your goals but will feel depleted of fulfillment. Extrinsic motivation focuses on satisfaction happening more on the exterior or surface level. Appearances, money, praise from others. Extrinsic motivation surely works, but it can help you stay motivated only for a short period of time. Multiple studies have shown that it is intrinsic motivation, sustained desire, that really gets you to your goals. Example, going to the gym. If you are intrinsically motivated, you work out because it feels good to go to the gym. It elevates your mood and you feel healthy. You know you are investing in your well-being for years to come. If you work with extrinsic motivations, you want to look hot and shredded or toned, preferably as fast as possible. Don't get me wrong, both scenarios can be motivating, but from my personal experience, the difference is that intrinsic motivation sets you up for long-term success. Back to the above-mentioned gym example. If your only motivation is looking hot, you may be tempted to stop going to the gym as soon as you hit your goal. Some people may even feel tempted to experiment with weight loss pills and some supplements, legal or illegal, that are not always healthy, just to keep their shredded look. However, if you focus on your core and your intrinsic motivation of going to the gym, such as feeling good, getting rid of stress in a healthy way, setting up a good, healthy example to other people, using fitness to build up your discipline and mindset, staying fit to focus on vitality and longevity, and optimize your health. You will not be that likely to quit because fitness will be a part of you. It will be your lifestyle. Another example, starting a business. If a person is only driven by extrinsic motivation and some kind of an entrepreneur status to show on social media, They may burn out after reaching a certain financial milestone. Some individuals who are driven entirely by money and want to make it as fast as possible may even turn to illegal or unethical activities just to make their money quickly, and they may lose their business. However, if a person has a deep why behind their actions and can access their internal motivations, such as create products and services that really help people, set a good example to other entrepreneurs, grow their business to be able to offer jobs in their local community, be a true expert in their field and grow their knowledge while helping other people, then they will keep going and going uphill even if they encounter some obstacles on their journey. All world-famous best-selling authors have written dozens, if not hundreds, of manuscripts before their career took off. They kept going because they were truly passionate about writing and creating their characters while providing entertainment and escapism for their readers. That was their goal and motivation. Had their only motivation been to become an instant bestseller, they would have quit after a few rejected manuscripts. So, now that you have a blank canvas and are aware of some of your intrinsic and extrinsic motivations, let's take those and apply them to our metaphor of painting a life picture filled with deliberate self-love and care. You now know what motivates you, both on the inside and out. Let's take those motivations, knead them a bit, and lay them out for the base of your story, one immersed in self-love and desire. Remember, it's okay to use a bit of extrinsic motivation and a bit of ego here and there. Just do not allow it to be your only source of motivation. Yes, it will feel nice to lose weight, get toned, and reward yourself by buying some new clothes and posting a selfie on social media. If that helps you get started, do it. If it helps you keep going by documenting your journey and you enjoy sharing what you do with other people and you feel it gives you extra motivation, do it. Why not? Remember, though, the best motivation is your intrinsic one. The following questions and exercises will help you access your intrinsic motivations for all areas of your life. Be sure to give yourself some time and space to go through the following set of questions several times. Each time, do it in the context of a different area of your life, such as health and fitness, career and work, family and friends, love and relationships, money and finance, etc. Questions: how do I see myself in the next 5 years? What does the new, more empowered version of me do? What do I want to change in the world? What makes me happy? What annoys me? What do I want to be remembered for? How do I want to inspire other people? What do I want to be known for? The self-love for motivation. I am sure you are probably wondering, what is the connection between the law of attraction, motivation, and self-love? Well, here's a traditional self-development formula. Motivation leads to action, leads to results, leads to self-worth, and self-love stemming from achievement. You somehow get motivated, you take action, and get results. Then you start feeling good about yourself. It looks logical and innocent, but nobody talks about possible consequences. Action leads to results, leads to lack of results, leads to failure, leads to shame, leads to feeling worthless, leads to losing motivation. It basically means that if you take action from a place of lack, even though you may create some results, they will not last long. They will turn to what you perceive as failure, which leads to shame, guilt, and eventually a loss of motivation. Here's my preferred formula. Please note it leaves lots of space for different variations. I always say there is no fixed blueprint. I like flexible blueprints that can be adjusted depending on a person's needs and preferences. Self-love leads to energy of abundance and fulfillment, leads to full alignment, leads to fusing yourself with your goals, leads to meaningful action aligned with intrinsic motivation, leads to repeat and enjoy. The only thing you can actually afford to chase is self-love. You don't need other people's permission or approval, and you have the right to be yourself. I am now going to get to the nitty-gritty on what needs to happen for you to love yourself fully and what tools you can use to access joy, inner peace, and lasting dedication to your dreams. Why? Several reasons. Most importantly, why not? Also, self-love, the practice of caring for and about yourself, is the basis not only of your doing well, but once you've satisfied your own needs in terms of care, you will be in a much more giving place to care about others. We come from a mindset that selflessness is best. Think of others before you think of yourself, we say. Yes, but also no, at least not in my humble opinion. Yes, I think about you, my reader. Because of that, I want to write good books, hire good editors and narrators. I make sure the team helps me spread my message, and that they are also passionate about it. But to do that, I need to put myself first. I need to take care of my body and mind. I need to eat healthily, be in bed early, and wake up early, so that I can write when my productivity is at its peak, and before I have to work on other projects. When I commit to writing, I make sure I stay hydrated, get enough sleep, and switch off all my devices and email. I answer emails from my readers only after I am done writing. Otherwise, I would not be able to help anyone. Of course, there are some circumstances in which we need to think of others before ourselves, but the vast majority of giving, thorough, honest, and genuine giving, comes from a place of feeling satisfied and full ourselves. Here are a few tips on how to use self-love to stay motivated. Forgive yourself. Stop dwelling on failures. We already discussed this in brief, but let's take it a little further. You can change the thoughts and words in your head into empowering questions that will stimulate your subconscious mind. Negative self-talk and self-guilt, such as, why do I always fail? I will never be successful at this. Become, who can help me with this? And what can I do to learn how to do this? Eventually, you will start turning those small, empowering questions into small, consistent actions, such as using 2 hours every evening to work on a new business or learning a new skill. Perhaps you will start waking up 1 hour earlier to write that book you have always wanted to write, or work out to feel more energized throughout the day. As you get on what feels like the right track for you, start affirming what you do by using affirmations such as, I love waking up early. I am a morning person. I love working on my new business venture, and I am really passionate about it. Practice those small actions to stay in motion. Motion leads to motivation. Remember what I said about being patient and impatient at the same time? Be patient about the long-term results. They do take time. But be impatient and start taking those small, aligned actions to manifest what you want. What you want to avoid are mindless affirmations taken from a place of lack and scarcity. You want to feel totally fused with your goals, not separated from them. Separation will eventually result in a lack of motivation, and we don't want that to happen. These shifts are really, really cool to experience, especially as they start to happen. In order to move past mental blocks, you need to thoroughly and unconditionally forgive yourself. One of the reasons you can't get started may be that you are scared. Something went wrong in the past and your natural reaction is fear. It took me a while to work through it and really believe it. Now I feel it. I totally accept the fact that every project is a process that involves making mistakes. Perfection does not exist, but there is an art of balancing. Guilt is an absolutely wasted emotion. Sitting around and feeling guilty does nothing but add toxic elements to your existence, not to mention your energy, and is beyond detrimental to your recovery and life improvement journey. Yes, allow yourself to feel guilty, Just make sure that you set a timer and ask yourself, how long do I want to feel down for? Feel bad for a few minutes, but then ditch that guilt. Have a short-term memory about whatever it is you're feeling guilty about. Take some you time. I remember teaching this process to an entrepreneur friend of mine. The guy was a big fan of a non-stop hustle, and he kept going until he burned out. It was a very hard task to teach him the process of self-care and self-love. He just had this idea he needed to be productive. Once he released that guilt, though, he saw his business ventures in a new light and changed his relationship with motivation. Once you have released your guilt, it is time to take the time for you that you need. This may sound unrealistic, depending on your circumstances, but taking the time to dream and let what you love about life soak in is absolutely necessary for welcoming improvements into your life. Now, I realize that most of us are busy. Time is scarce. We have obligations, families, events, social lives, work commitments, etc. Who has the time to sit around and dream, you may ask? Well, you do. It just takes a tiny bit of astuteness, intuition, and a little efficiently appropriated time. You time is a huge part of writing your self-love-filled life story. And again, even if you can't take that time in large quantities, make what you can do count. And count big. If we don't take the time for ourselves, we will run on empty, sputter, and eventually run out of gas. This empty, frenetic energy is what makes people so unmotivated. The art of saying no. This one can get pretty hard, especially if your goal is to be a kind, loving person who never says no. But here's the gist. Do not overcommit. Say no to things that do not align with your vision. You can still do it from a place of kindness. If you want to be in charge of your life, you need to set boundaries. As you keep pursuing your goals, people who are your true friends will be inspired by what you do and will want to do the same. Saying no to things that aren't your responsibility is actually quite empowering. Most people will feel inspired by the fact that you have goals and an agenda to follow and that you are working on something big. Trust the process and love every minute of it. Patience. Be patient, my friend. Challenges are just hidden opportunities. Your awareness in this present moment is much higher than it was, for example, 5 years ago. When you look back at something that happened to you several years ago, something you used to look at as a failure, your current state of awareness may see it as a blessing. Use this mechanism to ease temporary pain or disappointments that, let's face it, are inevitable. In 5 or 10 years' time, your sense of awareness and perception will be higher than it is now, and what you now see as a struggle will seem like a blessing to you. Chapter 4. The Mental and Emotional Peeling to Welcome the New and Get Rid of the Old. Improving your relationship with yourself is proportional to improving your motivation. Most people don't really struggle with motivation. They struggle with their self-image. Success is not about achieving what other people expect you to do, and it's not about fitting in. Success is about having the courage to be yourself. Learning or relearning how to love yourself. The law of attraction magnifies what you constantly focus on. So, constant negative self-talk and torturing yourself with, I am not motivated, I am not good enough, I don't know how, will only amplify the negativity in your life while destroying your motivation. We must first, as the saying goes, go out with the old. In other words, let's figure out and then ditch our pervasive and unhelpful self-talk habits. Think of it as an emotional and mental peeling. You have the power to get rid of the layers that are holding you back from living your true potential. It's time to turn negative into positive and align your energy, actions, and thoughts with your vision. The first step here is to notice how you talk to yourself. Notice, what am I saying to myself? Simply notice. Note, do not make judgments or analyze this self-talk yet. For some reason, we love to beat ourselves up about minor and/or insignificant details, such as saying something stupid in a meeting or not saying what we really wanted to say. Throughout the next day or two, make a small list with 2 or 3 negative things you say to yourself daily. Read it often, and again without judgment. Simply say, I say blank to myself often, and leave it at that. Transform it into something positive. The absolute best way to combat negativity in your mind. To get rid of it, using our mental and emotional peeling technique, is to reverse the aforementioned negative self-talk with positive affirmations coming from a place of wholeness and abundance. Now, what you want to do here is take your little list of negative self-talk and next to each negative statement, write a positive affirmation. An affirmation is a statement expressed in the positive voice, right? Let's do an example. Say you constantly tell yourself some negative lines such as, no one will ever hire me because I'm not as smart as other candidates. First of all, this is not a true statement. It's just a statement, but if you keep repeating it over and over again, it may become your belief. To be precise, your limiting belief. Now, let's change it. No one will hire me because I'm not as smart as other candidates will now become, I am smart and bright, and there are thousands of people who would love to hire me very soon. Let's take it even further. Because I am so smart and dedicated, I am passionate about learning. I love taking professional courses and increasing my qualifications. Now, if you decide to enroll in a professional course, coming from this passion mindset, I love it, I study because I am passionate about learning, etc., you are bound to be successful and fulfilled, and your motivation will be long-term. However, if you pursue education from a place of feeling unworthy and not being good enough, chances are you will translate the same pattern into a new environment, whether it's a workplace, gym, or a professional course you want to take. But what if it's not true? You might be thinking, I'm not smart or bright or about to be hired. The thing about affirmations is that you write them no matter what you think. It's a tough pill to swallow, but your perception may be off anyway. Trust that there is a world out there in which thousands of people would love to hire you very soon. Another example, I can't go to the gym because I'm out of shape and I will look so stupid. So, let's rewrite this story into something more empowering. I love working on my body and aligning myself with the new, healthy version of myself. Or, my body loves the gym and so does my mind. Again, even if you doubt these affirmations or this process, with every fiber in your body, continue to write them. Do it anyway. Brainwash yourself. In a good way, of course. When it comes to being the hero of your own life and or the author of your own story, affirmations are worth spending time on. There is no right or wrong. The only right way of doing your affirmations is what makes you feel good in a given moment. Put some passion into these, even if it's hard or you don't want to, and write these awesome positive statements down as frequently as possible. In a notebook, on a napkin, just do them and do them often. Releasing pressure and judgment to feel free and naturally motivated. Let's face it, we have all been guilty of judging others. For me personally, I was as strict on myself as I was on other people. I was confusing high standards and true ambition with high pressure. Unnecessarily high pressure. A former mentor of mine, whom I deeply trusted back then, had taught me to be like this, and since I had no clue about owning and controlling my mind, I had made the mistake of blindly following through. That led me on a path of self-destruction, as well as criticizing others. I would spend at least a few hours a day thinking or saying negative things about myself and other people. Caught up in unnecessary gossip, I was hurting others and myself. Since I was in a non-stop judgment and criticism mindset, I was constantly afraid that others would judge me too, and needless to say, my negative energy was coming back to me all the time. I felt drained and could not find the motivation to pursue my true goals, goals I was passionate about. Finally, I realized I was wasting my time and energy that could be spent on something more positive and empowering, such as doing inner work, meditating, or taking care of my body. I decided to go on a judgment detox, and it worked really well. At first, I vowed to myself that I would stop judging myself about feeling judgmental. Instead, I decided to simply become aware of my feelings and thoughts. I decided to catch on to the negative patterns. Whenever I felt like criticizing someone, or I had a gossip friend of mine criticize someone else, I made a conscious effort to turn it into a positive statement by finding something good to say about a person, situation, and myself. It all began by rearranging my wording and creating a new empowering habit. That one simple step led me to increased energy and motivation. At the time of my transformation, I was running a small business where I was managing a team of several employees. When I changed from a strict and judgmental, high-pressure mindset to an understanding and positive mindset, I was able to communicate much better with the team I was managing and increase their motivation too. Whenever I had to give someone feedback, I made a conscious decision to first remind them about their true potential and what they did well instead of being judgmental about what they do. I could give them honest feedback in a way that was motivating and empowering. That change, however, started with myself and how I talked with myself. To motivate others, you must first understand your own motivation. What is happening to you and around you is a reflection of your inner world, and you can shift your inner world to any place you like. Remember, it all starts with self-love and using it to erase self-judgment. You take action because it feels good and because you enjoy it. You don't need to use pressure on yourself or others to achieve your goals and to be happy. A positive self-image is the gateway to some awesome self-love coming your way. It also helps you attract people who are on the same vibration. So, pay attention to where you can throw in some positive self-talk to describe your efforts. It may seem weird at first and like it's not helping you, but over time, you will learn that less value judgment in the short term equals incredible self-motivation in the longer term. You are enough, and your efforts are fabulous. You are also a beacon of light, so keep going forward and acting as such. Adjusting your wording will help you write or rewrite this aspect of your newly changed, more self-actualized story. Deciding to ditch the value judgments gives you longevity in your thinking, flexibility in your perception, and creativity to expand the lenses through which you see the world. Chapter 5. How to deal with adversity and keep taking inspired action. To create a positive, lasting change and unleash your deep motivation, you must also accept the negative. Have no fear, though. We will have a look at the negative in a very empowering way to make you stronger and to make sure your motivation muscle is so powerful that nobody and nothing can stop you. One truth to accept is that as you change and grow and become even more transformed in this process, you might come up against a few challenging situations. How to deal with people who question your journey. When we decide to transform, if others, specifically friends and family, remain where they are, they may not exactly understand the changes we are working on to create our best lives. In some cases, they may even try to slow us down or stop us from moving forward. Unfortunately, sometimes people get so used to our being the way we have always been, even if that way is a bit blocked. As we liberate our own minds and spirits, it seems a bit scary for other people. As we evolve and create exciting visions while taking action to align with what we want, it feels like we no longer fit into the mold that our closest ones are so used to seeing us in. In most cases, our family and friends still love and care for us, so we need to be patient with their reactions. It's not that they want to criticize us, it's just that they may fear we are getting too big or acting weird. Maybe they don't want us to get hurt. Again, just understand where they are coming from. Be grateful that other people care about you, but remember that your motivations are different than theirs. It's okay to be different and to work on something that other people may not understand. Also, remember that as you keep going and getting closer to your vision, by taking meaningful action and manifesting the reality you want, those who truly care about you and wish you well will be inspired by your transformation. In fact, one of my motivations I still use to do my daily writing sessions and my daily workouts is, I do it to inspire and motivate those around me. But it wasn't always like that. When I first got started on my transformational journey, most of my friends and family thought I had lost it. Some would even make jokes about me and my work. However, I decided to be patient, listen to my inner voice, and just ignore certain remarks. By reacting to them, I knew I would attract more of that negative energy, and it would have a negative impact on my motivation. What you focus on, you attract more of. Had I listened to what other people were telling me, I would have never transformed my health, and I would have never gotten into writing. After years of feeling disconnected from myself, I began asking myself what was happening and why I could never follow through on my real dreams and ambitions. By using the process I described in the earlier chapters, I quickly realized that I had way too many negative voices in my head, and these were becoming my excuses. I quickly identified all those negative voices, as well as the limiting beliefs that were pretty much coming from other people, including my friends and family, and were installed on my hard drive after so many years of feeling disconnected from my vision and goals. But here's the thing, you cannot just remove a limiting belief and hope for the best. You need to replace the limiting belief with an empowering belief. For example, the beliefs I got from my family. If you work out, you won't have time for your family. Eating healthily is only for rich people. Eating healthily doesn't taste good anyway. Come on, you gotta have something good in your life. Life is already hard enough. I began replacing these with self-love and empowerment, one by one. For example, instead of, if you are always working out, you won't have time for the family, I said, you can both work out and hang out with family and friends. I began organizing hiking trips that were fun. I would get some of my friends and family members, and we would just walk in nature, burn calories, and have fun. We could still catch up, but instead of going to a bar, we would get some fresh air, admire nature, or even join a yoga workshop. Then, eventually, we felt inspired to combine our hikes with eating healthy food. Aside from that, I realized that health is the most valuable asset we have. I can still remember what it felt like when I could not get up and felt absolutely powerless. The doctors just prescribed antidepressants, but the truth is that my body lacked a healthy, clean diet and exercise. Now, I have never been a gym person, so I decided to focus on other activities, mostly in nature, like hiking, for example. I also joined yoga and Pilates classes. I gradually added more positive changes. I kept track of my progress. I still allowed myself to get off track every now and then. That is absolutely fine. You don't want to be too strict on yourself. It's better to focus on your long-term vision. Eventually, I really started enjoying my hikes. Getting outdoors in the fresh air felt amazing. I loved my hikes so much that I decided to take them to another level, and I began jogging. Another change and shift added gradually. Had I vowed to jog every day at the beginning of my journey, I wouldn't have had any success with it. I would have worked on willpower alone, and that can only last so long. A friend of mine, who was going through the same process, decided to transform his health and fitness as well. Aside from that, he became very inspired by what I was doing with my writing. His challenge was time, because he had a full-time job and a family to support. But he managed to do it anyway. He started small. He started waking up 10 to 15 minutes earlier and doing some simple exercises that required no equipment. Just watching YouTube videos and following online fitness courses and DVDs. He made a small commitment that only took 15 minutes a day, every day, first thing in the morning, before things became too hectic. His old limiting belief had been that if you had a full-time job and a family to support, and you wanted to be a good dad, you had to give up on your passions because continuing with them would be egotistical. He had heard this from his dad, his uncle, and his grandpa, but his new empowering belief, fueled by self-love, was this: as a good dad, I need to take care of my health and fitness and set a good example to my family. This also allows me to be more productive at work and increases my chances of getting a promotion. So he kept going. Eventually, he started waking up even earlier and added more exercises to do in the morning because it felt so good. His wife also became inspired to do fitness training. Then he decided to add another habit. While at work, he had a one-hour lunch break. He didn't need a full hour to eat anyway. He could enjoy his lunch within 20 minutes, and then, instead of browsing through his phone, he decided to focus on writing. He soon realized that half an hour a day can be easily turned into 1,000 words. That's 30,000 words a month, which can be a short novella or a smaller-size nonfiction book. Think beyond yourself. Your mission, your purpose, beyond the work you are meant to be doing. Who did you allow to enter your mind and why? Perhaps you fear it will be hard or that it will take too long or that you will get laughed at. You can help other people by becoming the best version of yourself, starting right here and now. You don't need to wait for the perfect moment. Be yourself and shine your light. Also, give yourself permission to move at your own pace. Remember, you don't fail, you succeed, or you learn. Careful with toxic people, though. As you make changes and self-improvements on your journey, watch out for the person in your life who suddenly becomes very needy for your time and attention. Perhaps they were always needy and you didn't realize it, or perhaps they are subconsciously noticing your changes and becoming a little scared. Either way, assess to what degree these people still fit into your life. You may need to distance yourself from them for a while, and that is fine. You need to protect your mind, energy, and vision. Do what you need to do for you. It's up to you to be in charge of whether you can afford to have any toxic personalities in your life. Decide in what capacity you can handle them without them interfering with your journey and progress. How to deal with self-sabotage. Another thing you need to be mentally and emotionally prepared for is self-sabotage. When you are motivated to make some amazing changes in your life and your vision and purpose are being actualized, your old self may decide to make a comeback to get you back to the old reality. It can happen if you are not careful. It's called self-sabotage. Self-sabotage comes from your mind's scared place that subconsciously tells you that staying motivated to manifest your own greatness is not something you should pursue. So you try to stop yourself, whether on purpose or not. Here's a simple example from my life. For a very long time, whenever things would start to go well in my life, I would get very sick. A cold, the flu, some random allergy, or food poisoning. But no matter how I tried to change it, every time I manifested something great, I had to get back to earth. And it felt like a vicious cycle of waking up from a wonderful dream. That thing became a pattern. I would end up on these doctor's visits one after the other, thinking something was really wrong, and they would tell me it was a virus or some digestive issue or that I just needed some rest and more sleep. And they were right. My self-imposed sabotage would always lead me to staying up late, going out and drinking where I should have rested. These negative patterns were eventually leading me to sickness. I was creating my own sickness by taking self-sabotaging actions that were out of alignment with my new self and wanted to bring the old me back. The old me that would play it safe. The point here is that I'd learned this pattern of sabotage early in my life for whatever reason, and that it was preventing me from creating long-lasting changes in my life. I had to let go, so I focused on journaling and affirmations to gently center my awareness on the root of the problem by aligning myself with better self-care. I began paying more attention to my impulsive actions, like having that one more glass of wine when I should have had a soft drink instead, or ordering some junk food when I should have gone for a salad. It may seem like not a big deal, but all those small self-sabotaging actions combined would make me get sick on a regular basis, especially when I was close to manifesting a big success. It's like this old self desperately trying to put the new self back behind the curtain. Back then, I knew I had to regain my power and rework my negative and self-sabotaging actions, so I changed my affirmations to include statements about a healthy body and mind and how I loved myself. It took work, lots of work, but I no longer would get down the road of manifesting abundance and have to back up after a few weeks just to take care of some annoying ailment. Don't be afraid to be on the lookout for self-sabotage. You're your own self-awareness detective. Don't judge what is happening. Simply become aware so that you can start taking small actions to turn negative into positive, especially as you get closer and closer to achieving some of the items on your vision board. Keep a keen eye on your own efforts to subconsciously slow down your progress. Whatever you do, don't give into it. Additionally, we have other people's sabotage efforts to deal with. Remember those toxic friends? Yes, make sure they are not sabotaging you either. They may even do it without realizing it. Your awareness is your power. Be mindfully aware of when you get closer to your dream reality, or even when you get close to a milestone on your journey toward them. A friend might need help with moving to a new house, or a family member may need you for something else when it's your last opportunity of the day to work on yourself and your vision. I'm not saying get rid of all responsibility here, but I am saying be aware that this will happen and be very mindful about where you want to spend your time, energy, and efforts. Keep your eyes on your vision, because you absolutely deserve to. One thing I am a huge fan of are mindful morning rituals, and it's something we will be discussing in the next chapter. The best thing you can do for yourself is to do all your important law of attraction motivational work early in the morning, so that when life gets hectic, you feel grounded and aligned. It feels good to know you start your day by taking care of your vision, and it will also allow you to help others to the best of your ability. Chapter 6. The Best Law of Attraction Tools to Stay Motivated. Mindful morning rituals are incredibly important for aligning yourself with your vision and staying motivated throughout the day. Remember, motivation is a muscle, and it deserves to be worked on. If you don't have a mindful morning ritual yet, now is the time to change that. Sleeping past your alarm, skipping your morning smoothie, meditation, or self-care will prevent you from creating sustainable energy to help you keep going. Imagine that you have an 8 a.m. work meeting. You set your alarm for 5:30 a.m. with intent on hitting the gym, cooking a light breakfast, taking a shower, and driving to work. But, unfortunately, you hit snooze again, then again. Before you know it, it's 7 a.m., and you've missed your time to work out. So you jump out of bed, hit the shower, skip breakfast, and rush to get to work. You are a little groggy still, flustered and feeling guilty about not working out. You haven't taken the proper time for yourself to set up an amazing day, and your energy around your workplace reflects it. Eventually, that negative energy actually attracts more negativity into your day, and you begin wondering why you are losing your motivation. Setting yourself up for success first thing in the morning is the goal here. Running on doing just what you need to is low frequency and stepping away from your vision. Now, before you go to bed, imagine a morning where you wake up on the first buzz of your alarm. You tell yourself that today is going to be an amazing day and that little miracles will take place. You make your bed, brush your teeth, meditate, and work out. Shower, make a healthy smoothie for breakfast, and allow yourself plenty of time to start your day the right way. The universe works in mysterious and energy-related ways, so you might as well set yourself up for the latter. Mindful exercises to raise your vibration first thing in the morning. Experiment with these exercises. See how they affect you. Don't force yourself to do activities you don't like. Stick to your preferred form of morning ritual. The power of mindful journaling. Journaling is a tool that can help you get rid of negative emotions such as anger, resentment, and guilt. At the same time, it can help you celebrate your small successes and bring your dreams even closer into your reality. Have a blank journal to write in right beside your bed. When you wake up, grab it and start writing whatever feels good. It can be what you are grateful for. Give priority to one specific area of life that needs most of your attention, while also being grateful for things, people, and circumstances related to other areas of your life, as that will bring balance. For example, if your number one thing you are trying to transform is your career and finances, and you want to manifest more abundance while staying motivated to pursue your deep ambitions, start off by writing what you are already grateful for when it comes to your professional life. What are your achievements? You can also be grateful for something you haven't achieved yet. In fact, it's very powerful. Then, be sure to quickly scan other areas of your life and be grateful for your health, relationships, and family. Balance is very important, and you don't want to get too caught up in only one area of your life. Some days you may be too busy to write in your journal, and so what you can do instead, as you drink your morning coffee, is quickly read through what you have written so far. In fact, it's a very powerful vibration-raising activity that will help you stay aligned with your vision while increasing your why and your motivation. What else can you write about? Anything. Everything. You can write down your goals in a present tense and feel grateful for them. You can write down a simple action plan for today to make sure you stay mindfully focused on those small, consistent actions. At the same time, what journaling allows us to do is to empty our brains of toxic, negative thoughts. We can organize our thoughts and come up with new ideas. Many of my book ideas come from something I wrote in my journal years ago. When I look back, I see certain patterns and thoughts I can turn into processes I get to teach through my books. Mindful journaling unleashes that feeling of being proactive and filled with joy and positive energy. That is pure motivation, not only for you, but also for those around you. Trust me on that one. The good energy you are spreading will come back to you. How to use affirmations to stay motivated. Have a look at your vision board. What are the things you want to have more of in your life? Include them in your affirmations and combine them with a feeling of gratitude. For example, if you want more abundance in your life, an affirmation such as, I am well compensated for my efforts at work. I attract